We're talking today with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. Ben, pretty good numbers this week at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Tell me about this week's market.
Yeah, it was. We had about 5,300 compared to about 8,100, and probably I think about 900 of those was in conjunction with our annual special Angus sale we have in August, and then we have another one the first week in December. So the quality was pretty good yesterday with all the Angus cattle that was in there.
Tell me a little bit about some of the various lots that kind of stuck out in your mind.
Well, I mean, just, you know, we had some of those high six-weight cattle. You know, some of them cattle get up close to in the 90s there yesterday, and some of them 680-weight cattle, they kind of quoted them 270 to 299, and there was a few sets of those all-black steers with some condition that I'm sure were just knockout kind of cattle that we had there yesterday. A lot of light grazing cattle too, just a good offering of a lot of good cattle.
What you know, that type of a sale, obviously you've got pretty well built into that. You've got some good genetics, but you've also got the value added, the vaccination, all those kind of things that are done.
Yeah, we did all of them. You know, they'd had two rounds of shots and been background, you know, a minimum 45 days, most of them up closer to 90 days. And like you said, the genetics there were a few of them that had been pushed pretty good, you know, were fleshy, but most all of them was in good flesh or kind of thinner flesh. So it was a, you know, the buyers sure liked the condition on them yesterday.
What are the added, you know, buyers, they're willing to continue to pay up, aren't they?
They are, but they're cautious, Ron. You know, some of them, we had some of those more commodity type cattle, I don't know that they was that much higher than a week ago. So they were very selective. I mean, they had to be, you know, what, very front end, good condition, what those guys were looking for. And then they'd give something for them. But if they were just kind of mid road, you'd still get along good, but just not a fire sale. You know what I mean?
Right. So they're picky, I guess you'd say.
I think so. I think, you know, everybody's just kind of holding breath on what this board's going to do. We had a good rally on Friday. But then yesterday, you know, that deal closed off $2. So I think they're just wanting some stability in the market. Mm-hmm. Still getting kind of 186 last week on those cattle. 187 Kansas, 186 in Texas, and hoping to kind of steady this week unless that board sells off. You know.
What are you hearing from out in the country, Comanche as well as Woodward for this week?
Comanche, I think I hadn't talked to Peyton what he's going to have. Probably be a little lighter. Going to have about 300 and some cows in Woodward today, and then have a pretty decent run there on Thursday on the feeder deal.
Folks want to visit with you. How do they get a hold of you?
940-631-2333. We'd like to visit with you, buying or selling.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website is westerncommissioncompany.com. They give you details about the Western Livestock Commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Of course, they sell cattle Monday, Tuesdays. You've also got the Comanche Auction, the Woodward Livestock Auction, that are part of the Hale family. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, OklahomaFarmReport.com.